Thank you, Terry. Good morning. The Iowa Democratic Party's new chairman is State Representative Mark Smith of Marshalltown. He was elected to the position by the Iowa Democratic Party State Central Committee on Saturday. He replaces Troy Price, who resigned last week due to the issues associated with getting the results from this month's Iowa caucuses. Price got a standing ovation from party leaders after his brief remarks on Saturday.
I made the decision to step down so that we don't constantly get stuck in constant recriminations about what happened on caucus day, but rather that we can turn the page and keep our focus on what matters most, which is winning in November. That is the goal of this party.
Smith acknowledged the difficulties of the past 2 weeks, and he promised to restore trust in the party.
We've endured enough negatives. We must now focus on what is positive and what we can do to make life better for Iowans.
Marshalltown Democrat also told party leaders he has a proven record.
I know how to work. I know how to recruit. I know how to fundraise. I know how to organize. I know how to win.
Smith and three other men from Des Moines were nominated to be the next chairman. The other men, Bob Krause, Gabriel De La Sarda, and Joe Henry. Before Smith took the party helm, party leaders arranged for a former federal prosecutor and a former state attorney general to investigate what caused the caucus counting chaos. The Newton and Linville-Sully school districts are both making up a missed school day today, holding classes on this President's Day. Newton is making up for the January 17th snow day. Superintendent Bob Callahan says canceling school due to the weather is a decision that isn't taken lightly.
This is a huge issue for all schools. The decision on whether you can get kids to and from school safely and whether or not you can get your faculty and staff to and from school safely.
Kurt Rhoda, Newton School District Transportation Supervisor, involved in the decision.
Take off about 4 o'clock in the morning or 4:15 and start driving the country roads and some of the bus routes that our buses travel on.
Jack Sunnick is the Newton School District's maintenance supervisor.
I'm always up early. I mean, I'm talking early. I'm not talking like 6, 7. I'm talking 2, 3 a.m. Usually Bob will call. We get a group text going, group chat going, group conversation. Kurt Rorta, myself, and Bob. If we feel that the weather that's coming on is going to make transportation or entering or exiting school properties an issue, we have to quickly make a decision.
Superintendent Callahan says the deciding factor about a school day cancellation because the weather comes down to the answer to one question.
Can we get our kids and the faculty and staff on the road safely? And can we have all of the schools plowed, de-iced, whatever the issue is, so that people can get around our campuses safely? That means that all of the sidewalks at every campus, at all 7 locations, have to be able to be plowed, de-iced. Think of all the parking lots a school district of our size has to cover.
Callahan, Rhoda, and Sunnick's comments are from a video the Newton School District has on its website, www.newtoncsd.org. That's newtoncsd.org. You can find the video called What Goes Into Weather Cancellation Decisions by clicking on Connect here under the heading The Bridge. That is your KCOB News this hour. I'm Randy Phan.